Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
What up, everybody? It is 10 a.m. in the District of Columbia, points north, south, east, and west. This is B. Mitchell Finley. We're out west, Ashburn, Virginia. It is a big Wednesday with the Eagles coming to town. Lots to consider here. We are live at BigBear.ai Performance Center, home of the Commanders as they get ready for the Philadelphia Eagles. Good morning, Brian. How do you do?
I'm good, brother. What's happening with you?
Not a lot, man. Did you watch Hard Knocks?
Nope, didn't watch it. I was doing something last night.
What'd you get into last night?
We had a little Christmas
special. Oh, that's right. How was it?
It was cool. It's cool. It's going to air, I think, right before Christmas. We were over at City Tap right there in One Loudon.
Cool.
Fun. It was fun.
I said this to you, privately. I thought the graphics for that were really cool. Like the Santa Claus, everybody had the hats
on.
Well,
London, I mean, you're going to see two guys dressed up as in their Christmas attire.
Well, you gave one of them away.
Well, yeah. I didn't say what he had on.
Okay.
And you probably know two people won't be dressed up like that.
I know you won't, and right. I know Tana won't.
Right.
Do you remember, dude, I was thinking about this because my kids were asking me, because I have to work the game Christmas, and they were asking if I was going to dress up for Christmas. And I was like, well, I have a Christmas tie I wear. Mm-hmm. And they're like, ooh, really? Do you remember when and why I bought that tie? Because I'm guessing you got bullied into the same thing.
Mm-mm.
This was 21, maybe. This is back when we were all still at the cable station, when we had like the real pre and pro pregame, pro game, mm-hmm. postgame shows. And you remember Jordan Giorgio was the host.
Yeah.
And so the, at that time, football team probably was playing the Niners on Christmas Eve in San Fran.
All right.
And I got a call from Jordan the night before and was like, you better be wearing a Christmas tie.
Yeah, there was something red. Yeah.
Yeah. So I went.
I wore a red tie. Wasn't no Santa Claus on it.
I went and bought like a snowflake red tie,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah.
And I still have it. I remember, Doug, I went to the, what's the big, is it Union Square in San Francisco? Is that kind of that big shopping area? I want to say it was Union Square. I was like, Jordan called me yelling at me to get a red tie. And I, you know me, I was like, eh.
You know, we always knew you wanted to wear either blue or gray, so we figured we had to make sure you knew.
I like subtle tones, dude. As I wear a blue hoodie today, anybody watching a Monumental. I was like, oh, I'll just pop into this. There's a Macy's. Like, I looked on my phone. There's a Macy's like a block away. No problem. It was like the San Francisco Christmas Festival headquartered at Macy's. There were 8 million people in this area. And, you know, San Fran's got some wacky stuff going on.
Oh, very.
Doug, it was a lot going on.
Yeah, but San Fran is a different place, brother.
For Jordan, mostly so she would stop yelling at me. I went and bought a Christmas tie, and now I still have it. You can expect to see that.
You're good now.
Next week. It's crazy. We have two games. Today's the 17th, and we have a game before Christmas and a game on Christmas.
Yeah, on Christmas Day.
So I watched Hard Knocks last night. I actually went to the Christmas pageant at my daughter's school last night, which was it was very cool. It was a lot of fun. And I think I've said this before. Shelby has now been at this school for 5 years, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, Ainsley's now in her third year. It's just a little school in our neighborhood. But the audio issues at the Christmas pageant, pretty well documented.
Mm-hmm.
There was, significant turnover this year at the school. New principal, new, like, head priest. Shout out to them. Audio was clean, baby.
It was clean?
It was clean.
All right.
I remember.
If you just go out there and plug the stuff in early, test it out, you'll probably get it clean. You know, Huey does it all the time.
So I remember, and this must have been like Shelby's first year at the school or something. We went to like the little school play.
Mm-hmm.
And the school only goes through eighth grade, so this is not like the most advanced production.
You
know what I mean? But
if you just go and try it out, you can find out everything working early.
You couldn't hear a thing. And I was like, I said to someone then, and this is a long time ago and there's been turnover, right? But I was like, listen, I can't fix that, but I can get somebody in here that'll fix that in 20 minutes. In my mind, I was like, I'll get Abernathy in here.
The thing of it, though, like, you know, you go into a school play. They've been talking about it for 2 months.
Right.
They show up probably right before it starts and plug everything up. As if, oh, yeah, it's just going to automatically work. How about a week or two prior to it, you start doing some tests?
Whatever.
So you know the day before, every damn thing works.
Whatever they did last night, it worked great. So mm-hmm. Shout out to them. It's crazy now, like, both my girls are tall for their grade.
Mm-hmm.
So they're in the back row. And, like, watching them know the little dances and stuff. I mean, they're singing, like, Ainsley sang Away in a Manger,
mm-hmm.
and it was just, you have those moments where it's like, you know, you and I do a lot of different things, mm-hmm. and we're busy and whatever, and like every parent, every grandparent, every guardian, every person in mm-hmm. there is just like, no matter what, like I've gotten better at this with sports, especially like my, you know, Shelby's in fourth grade. Like, some of the sports is kind of advancing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't always just watch your kid playing sports. Like, you're watching the game unfold, how your kid kind of is part of it. But the Christmas pageant, everybody there is only watching their own kid.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And then I got my phone out, and I'm videoing, and it's like, you know, I'm 20 rows back, and there's a tall, bald dude in front of me. Like, half of my video of my kid is just this bald dude's head. But it was a
that
fun.
That bald dude listening right now. What the hell, JP?
It was a really fun, nice night, and the school did a great job. So it was fun. And for me, kind of perfectly, we got home 8:15 or whatever,
mm-hmm.
get the girls to bed, and I'm sitting down ready to rock at like 10 of 9. Hard Knocks comes on at 9. And so, like I said last week, I put on like the previous week
mm-hmm.
episode because it leads right up into the new one. And damn if I don't turn the TV on right as Ertz is getting blasted in the knee.
Mm.
And I'm just like, gosh, let's move this forward, man.
Mm-hmm.
The Hard Knocks episode I thought was good. They showed Dan Quinn's speech to the team. I assume that was Monday after the Vikings loss. And, you know, I think DQ keeps his cool with the media pretty much exclusively, even after terrible losses. Like, he's not like, I've seen coaches kind of lash out. Like,
mm-hmm.
I think he understands that whatever happened is the team. Like, it's not the media's fault. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
But he issued, I was pretty impressed by how he handled coming off the Vikings loss, saying we have to turn this around. And he said, I'm not bleeping asking, I'm telling.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked that because it's like, he didn't scream, but he was certainly stern and a couple curse words in there. But, like, I'm not asking you guys, let's all get together and figure this out. I'm telling you we have to.
Yeah.
And I liked that tone of the message.
I think they all knew that immediately.
Agreed.
You know, if you got to be, you know, if I have to ask you, this, hey, look, can you all please try to, we got to turn this thing around. That's a problem. I think everybody knows. Like, he's telling them because he's saying, some of you not going to be around if you can't get it done. Point blank.
Right.
You know, listen, bro, this is a cutthroat business. This is professional football. This is not Little League. It's not high school. And guys, and this is like, I have always said, I despise the fact that people want to bring everybody into the locker room so much. Because then you get the outside folks who don't have a damn clue about what that type of business, that interaction is.
Yeah.
Complaining about how somebody said something, this, that, and the other. There's a different way of speaking in NFL locker rooms. It's a different way of communicating when it comes down to coaches and players, and especially when things aren't going right. And I think everybody that doesn't have a clue of it, they screw things up because you get somebody who get a little here, so they hear something and they, oh, I can't believe they talk like that. Don't, if you're not in it, you shouldn't have to get all of it. Point blank. If you can't handle it, don't deal with it. Go somewhere else.
Yeah, man. And so the episode kind of unfolded, and they showed Jaden at the bike event, which I thought was really cool. And they got to talk to Jaden, the Hard Knocks cameras did, and he talked about the elbow then, and that was a week ago Monday. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we got to talk to Jaden yesterday, and we'll get to the Jaden conversation. But, like, one thing I want to – between talking to Jaden yesterday, like, and I physically spoke to him, right? There were a bunch of reporters there, and I was one of them. And then hearing him talk at the Hard Knocks event, where I saw him at and spoke to him briefly. Like,
the bike event.
The bike event, yes. Sorry. The dude who called yesterday that thinks it's all BS that he's injured, I think he's injured. Between what he has said, what he said a week ago, what the coach has said, like, at some point we can drop our tinfoil hats and just kind of believe what is being said. Mm-hmm. And we'll get into that later. But Hard Knocks not focus much at all on Jaden not playing against Philly. They kind of just turned it into like, okay, the team will rally around Marcus, or around New York, versus New York, rather. Mm-hmm. And it was one thing I thought was really interesting is we heard from Joe Witt. They still, I kind of want to go to commanders.com real quick and check something out. On the Hard Knocks, on the ID, so Joe Witt gave, was running a meeting for the defense. And Hard Knocks still ID'd him as D coordinator.
Yeah,
which I just found kind of interesting.
I don't see it interesting.
He's still D coordinator on the website.
Only thing that Dan did was say I'm going to call the plays.
Yeah,
he didn't say he's not out D coordinator anymore. I think the title of a person, so it is, you know.
Well, he's still D coordinator on the website.
Yeah, I mean, well, if you can, there are some times where the guy who's a D line coach, they call plays.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
So.
I think it was Witt, and it may have been like a D-line coach, but they were talking about Dart, and they're like, this dude runs like a running back. Hit him, take the ball. And it was cool to see that insight from the mm-hmm. coach's standpoint. Then they showed the Giants D-coordinator talking about Mariota mm-hmm. and how dangerous he is in space, and you've got to be ready on the backside. It was cool to see kind of the inside sports of it all. They also showed – kind of the celebration when Terry McLaurin caught that touchdown pass. I really enjoyed that just because it was cool to see how much that pass and catch, like, it's a reminder what Terry means to this team.
Totally.
And I just – they got to play the Giants. It was a good episode. There wasn't a ton of, like, insight gleaned, I would say. Mm-hmm. Honestly, the scene in that Hard Knocks that stuck with me most, and you and I have talked about this, and, like, I don't at all resent people that are into autographs. Like, I'm not, but, like, I get there are people really into memorabilia mm-hmm. and all that. And, like, you get asked for autographs all the time. You're always, I've never seen you turn anything down. But, dude, this thing that stuck with me last night. So, it's Hard Knocks of the NFC East. So, it's not just Washington, mm-hmm. right? I kind of felt bad for him. It was kind of funny in a way. They opened the episode kind of featuring Brandon Aubrey. the Cowboys kicker, and they had like a dinner with his wife and maybe the long snapper and the special teams coach, and talking about all of Aubrey's accomplishments, which are significant. But the game they set up the Aubrey feature for is when he missed two kicks. Yeah. And I don't think he does that very often. And then, like, the Cowboys lose to the Vikings. Yeah, it was just like one of those, oh, man, that's a tough break. But
that's how it happens. That's real life.
But, dude, one thing that was cool is that both the Commanders-Giants game and the Eagles host of the Raiders, it was snowing for all of them. So it's cool to see the players kind of going through pregame with the snow and everything. But it was clearly
– the players are still big kids.
Well, dude, you and I were in New York, and it was freezing. And I assume it was just as cold in Philadelphia. And at one point late in the game, you see A.J. Brown's on the sideline, and he looks up and sees this kid, and he pours a cup of hot chocolate for him. And he takes the hot chocolate over to this kid and hands it to him. And you know how the sidelines are. Like, he kind of has to reach up. The kid kind of has to reach over. Like, there's usually, like, a lot of equipment on the sides, and then there's, like, a pretty – decent-sized wall, so it's not the easiest. A.J. Brown is handing hot chocolate to this boy, which is a pretty damn cool moment. And what I assume, I don't know, but I assume is the boy's father, rather than, like, saying thank you, maybe taking a picture of it, like, just being in that moment, my man's like, A.J., can you sign this? A.J., can you sign this? A.J., can you sign this? And I'm just like, one, players, I think, aren't allowed to sign during games. I don't think you're supposed to do that at all. Sure, he could if he wanted to.
It's not a rule, but, like, but it just seems – game's still going on.
Right.
So probably not.
And enjoy the moment of, like, your kid – a star wide receiver is giving your kid a cup of hot chocolate.
When you
like,
really,
enjoy the moment, dude.
When you really look at sports and you look at the issues in sports, it's never a kid that's a problem. The damn adults, the parents, are the problem. They are the ones who are the most annoying SOBs in the world, okay? It's like the kid is in awe.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed-sponsored jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed-sponsored jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
And they want it, and you're going to do it for them because if when you think about it when you were a kid. But that adult will step up and mess up the whole damn situation. That kid probably was freezing. AJ like, let me get his kid some hot chocolate. And the daddy just, can you sign this for me? You know what I'm saying? Dude, back off sometimes. Allow the kid to have that moment.
Totally.
So they can later on in life be able to tell that. That kid going to probably be like, yeah, you know, I was about to have AJ Brown handle some stuff. My daddy screwed up the whole damn situation.
Right. I don't know. Landy, did you watch? I know you and I were texting. You liked, what was the D-line coach's name you liked?
Carl Hurt. I think he's the Commanders D-line, maybe the Eagles. It's a good name for a defensive line coach is what I'm thinking.
Clint Hurt.
Yeah, Clint Hurt.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, that was a good one. He's the Eagles D-line coach. That's a big fella, too. It was cool to see him share the moment with Brandon Graham coming back. One very minor subplot that I don't love that – they keep talking about how old Nick Sirianni is, like, mm-hmm. to the players, and Nick Sirianni and I are the same age. So I'm not thrilled by that.
Why?
I don't know. You always tell me not to feel old.
But I'm saying, why are you worried about you the same age as Nick Sirianni?
Because they keep saying how old he is.
They're saying he's
44. Therefore, I'm old.
They're basically saying he's closer to them, to their ages. He's 44. You start looking at some of these coaches, they're in the 60s, 70s.
That's true.
That's all it is.
Okay, I'll take that then. There was also a funny moment with the news of – I mean, it was big news. We talked about it last week when Phil Rivers announces that he's coming back. And so they got everybody's reaction to that from all four teams.
He's younger than y'all.
No, he's older. I think he's 45.
He's 44, I think.
All right, well, hell, let me look it up. All right, so I'm going to find out. Nick Sirianni, certainly taller than I am. All right, Nick Sirianni is June to September is 4 months or 3 months? June's six, right?
Well, how about you just count it?
3 months.
Okay.
So Sirianni's 3 months older than I am. What about Mr. Rivers? Philip Rivers. He was in college when I was in college. I know that Phil Rivers never beat the Maryland Terrapins during his 4 years at NC State. I can tell you that much. Rivers is, he's December of 81. So he's 3 months younger than I am.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes Sirianni, me,
well, he should be. I
Phil
mean, he's
Rivers.
Still playing in the league. He should be younger than your old ass.
I suppose that's one way of looking at it. All in all, I thought it was like a fairly.
How many quarterbacks you think, like, just got out the league or started to throw the ball again?
Well, dude, it was funny. So Josh Johnson, who's 39, mm-hmm. it was like Mariota and Josh Johnson kind of reacting to the Rivers news. And Johnson's older than Mariota, but how old do you think Marcus is? He's
Marcus
is
like
30, in his 30s, right?
35.
So Marcus is 32.
32?
He just turned 32 on Halloween, basically. But those guys are watching that. Mm-hmm. Have you heard the Rivers thing? And you would know this, right? That I guess your NFLPA insurance and everything.
So he got 5 more years.
Do you think at all that was a part of it?
Him coming back?
Yeah.
Hell no.
Okay, I didn't. People are like, oh, that must be why he did it.
Look, people always got some of the most. Somebody, if you can still play and the team calls you and you're comfortable with them, you ain't going back for no damn insurance. You're going back because you feel that you can play. That might be a byproduct of what you're going to get from it, but he came back because he feel he can still ball.
He made over $240 million in his
career.
He ain't
worried about no damn insurance. And look, wherever he's working at right now, he got some insurance, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying?
I think when you're really rich, you just pay for insurance.
No, you don't want to just pay for it because it could take your money real quickly.
You think the high school he's at is his insurance? The high school football he's coaching?
The high school, I mean, the elementary school that Monica works at is better than, the insurance better than the damn NFL insurance.
But she's a full-time employee for Loudoun County.
Yeah.
I doubt Rivers is a full-time employee. I don't know how it works, I'll be honest.
He probably has insurance so damn that's good. He's been doing it for a while now. He's been out the league 5 years. His thing just ended.
Right.
It's just ending. So
he got a lot of kids too.
And look, when he goes back, I don't think it had nothing to do with it.
I tell you, one flaw in the insurance system is you get the family rate, right? Like you got to pay more because you're married with kids.
Uh-huh.
But if Phil Rivers with 10 kids has to pay as much as my family does with 2 kids, that's a flaw. Damn it! Take that to Capitol Hill, Huey.
Oh man.
When we come back, left hand up. I've been fascinated by this story, but I don't know anything about it, so it's a weird catch-22.
All right.
Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin sued NASCAR, and I think they won. I don't really know. Anything involving Michael Jordan has my interest. Denny Hamlin has my interest. Suing NASCAR has my interest. We're going to find out what the hell happened. Jordan Bianchi, senior motorsports writer from The Athletic, will join us next to tell us about the lawsuit. MJ. B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Appreciate everybody listening to the program, driving around in their car or wherever you might be listening. Appreciate all the folks on the stream, on the YouTube page. Appreciate all the folks watching on Monumental Sports Network. And this is a story I've been wanting to understand, I believe has unfolded. And yeah, to help us make sense of it, Jordan Bianchi, motorsports reporter for The Athletic, joins us now, presumably from Charlotte. Jordan, what's going on, man? How are you?
I'm doing well, and I am in Charlotte, and I appreciate you having me on.
Hey, is this the thing where didn't the NASCAR get sued, and then Jordan was thrown, they were thrown into it?
Yeah, can we start at the beginning of what the hell's going on here?
Yeah, I'll try to give you the Cliff Notes version here, and I'm sure it'll probably be confusing because it confuses me sometimes, so just jump in with questions along the way. Basically, okay, Michael Jordan started a NASCAR team in 2021 with a couple of people, one of which is Denny Hamlin, who's a NASCAR driver. That team, 2311 Racing, was in contentious negotiations with NASCAR over a franchise-like system that NASCAR has in place. These franchises are not permanent. They basically are up for renewal every 7 years or so. Michael Jordan's team wanted the franchises to be permanent. NASCAR said no. 2311 Racing, Michael's team, sued NASCAR last October, along with another team, alleging that NASCAR was a monopoly in exercising anti-competitive practices. That case went to trial December 1st, and the parties reached a settlement agreement last week that awarded the team, all the teams in NASCAR, permanent charters, and plus awarded damages to the two teams that sued, 2311 Racing and Front Row Motorsports. I hope that was a concise Cliff Notes version. I know there's a lot of stuff that happened between.
For sure. So if I can, I'm going to try to dumb it down because I'm a moron. Basically, to have the opportunity to race in NASCAR races and win their purses and have all the eyeballs and all that, right?
Yep.
You have to have one of these charters. And the charters were only granted for 7 years, which probably makes it a lot more difficult for these teams to reinvest. So they want a permanent charter, and that's what MJ and crew were fighting for and got.
Yeah, 100%. That is exactly it.
Okay.
So in other words, they made NASCAR catch up with the times.
It did. I mean, listen, the teams will tell you, this permanent charter thing should have happened years ago, and they will tell you that it'll raise charter values. Look at professional sports across the board. Franchises are skyrocketing right now in value. NASCAR teams are saying, well, we're not experiencing that same thing because there's no permanency. Sponsors and our backers don't know whether the system is going to be here in 7 years. Now, is it likely going to be here? Sure. But there's a difference between likely and guaranteed. And now that the guaranteed is there, these franchise values, these charters, are expected to skyrocket. So it really came down to dollars and cents. And it was something that, if you look at the two sides, this is something that should have been handled well before it even reached trial. And it didn't, unfortunately. And the main benefactors in this, besides the teams that made, you know, that got permanent charters, are the lawyers who got rich.
I think when you look at this, man, the amount of money that's in NASCAR, those different franchises, per se, can be astronomical, because Like, what is it? If you get your business on the hood, that's a lot of damn money right there. I know that.
Yeah, like the sponsorships.
Yeah, the sponsorship of the hood. It's like $5 million for a sticker somewhere.
It ain't cheap. I mean, to sponsor to one of these cars competitively to be upper echelon, not even like a guaranteed winning car, but an upper echelon car, is close to $20 million. The price is astronomical. And unfortunately, the business model is broken some, and it goes deeper than just charters and everything. But you need sponsorship. You need multi-million-dollar companies that are willing to spend multi-million dollars with you to invest and basically become rolling billboards. So it's a very unique system compared to other sports.
You know, Jordan, when I used to do stuff with AAA, and I went into one of those trucks, and they had two cars. They had three extra engine, which is about $350,000 per engine. They had all of the equipment. Everything was on one 18-wheeler. So when you roll it down with that 18-wheeler, with that truck, man, you got millions and millions just in that one truck. I was like, damn, this is not a cheap business right here.
And you're right about that. And let's go even further. You look at some of the top teams, and organizationally, they have 300, 400, in some cases, 500-plus employees. It's a very expensive sport where the ROI, return on investment, can sometimes be small. So it's – the business model overall needs to change. There's a lot of cost cutting that could happen still, and it has happened to some degree. But this is why the charter values at the heart of this issue is so important, is these teams now that have charters have guaranteed revenue streams that they know they're going to have year to year, and they also gain entry into every points race. So, for example, they know they're going to be in the Daytona 500, which is NASCAR's biggest and richest race.
Talking with Jordan Bianchi here, senior motorsports writer for The Athletic. You can give Jordan a follow at Jordan_Bianchi, B-I-A-N-C-H-I, joining us via the Rude Guest Hotline. Jordan, we appreciate the time. I feel like a lot of people aren't familiar with the NASCAR ownership structure. And help me, I think I know, but it's a family that owns all of NASCAR, and they own all the racetracks, and they negotiate all the television. So, like, that family's probably mega billionaires, I would guess. Did NASCAR, is that right?
Yeah, that is correct. I mean, it's the France family. They founded the sport in 1948. They have ran the sport continuously since. And they don't own every racetrack, but they own a lot of the big racetracks. They own they own the majority of the racetracks on the schedule, including like Daytonas, for example, or the Talladegas. The big ones you probably have heard of, those are the tracks that they likely have heard. And yes, they are worth billions and billions of dollars.
So,
and they did not want to let loose on nothing, I'm sure.
Was like, did they need a dude with the power, the iconic stature of Michael Jordan to bring this case? Like, did NASCAR kind of cave a little for once?
Here's how I would describe it. And you're right. When you say this, you needed somebody like Michael Jordan to come along. Michael Jordan was an outsider. Michael Jordan wasn't invested long-term in this sport. He doesn't have deep, friendly relationships with the France family. He hasn't been in business with them for 30-some years like so many other owners where they're closely aligned. Michael Jordan was an outsider, and he also is somebody who doesn't like to lose, as we know. He also is worth quite a bit amount of money and has the financial wherewithal to stare down just about anybody in this, out there. So it was a combination of circumstances. But I will say this, Michael was kind of the right person at the right time. And if the teams were looking for a better deal, Michael and his team was the best conduit to make that happen, and he certainly did. And rarely does Michael Jordan lose a negotiation or anything for that matter, and he certainly did this. I know it's a settlement.
Oh, man, that was great info.
I wonder if Denny's still driving for Joe.
No, I think Denny has ownership in MJ's joint.
He has ownership in it, but he was still driving at first.
This is from AI via Google, but Joe Gibbs Racing, I don't know if he's still driving for them. I thought MJ and Denny kind of teamed up to form 2311.
Yeah, I know. Hey, Jordan.
Yeah.
Is Denny still driving for Joe Gibbs Racing, or did he just leave altogether?
No, he still drives for Joe Gibbs Racing, and his team, 2311, which he co-owns, has a alliance with Joe Gibbs Racing. I know there's a lot of overlap there, and it feels very weird from the outside, but yes, he drives for one team and technically co-owns another team.
That's wild. But it sounds like Survivor.
That, you know what? That may be some that's some clever stuff, though. You got Joe Gibbs Racing, which is established. You know, I'm saying his racing team is established, and they have won a lot. And then Mike is aligned with them. Yeah. Hell, you got some good stuff. That's some good synergy going right there. Well, I rode 20 laps with Denny. He can fly.
He's a big Skins fan, right? Yeah. Isn't he from Richmond?
No. Yep. Denny, yeah, he does like the Skins.
Yeah.
But I rode around with him 20 laps, and I'm going to tell you, bro, that was the most exhilarating thing I've done in my life.
What are you going, like 180?
Oh, I did 180 by myself. He was higher than that.
Damn. And those banks was
hitting
are crazy.
He was hitting the curve at 180.
All right, Jordan, I have two extremely self-serving random questions for you. We're talking with Jordan Bianchi, motorsports reporter for The Athletic. You can give him a follow at Jordan_Bianchi. One, the NFL is king. Look what they've done to the NBA on Christmas Day. Eventually, the NFL is moving the Super Bowl to President's Day weekend. Yep. Will that impact Daytona, or can Daytona coexist with the Super Bowl?
It can't coexist. I mean, no one can compete against a Super Bowl. I mean, you look at other professional
Yeah, but couldn't
sports.
They make it? Like, isn't Daytona during the day, and it would end before the Super Bowl starts?
Yeah. I mean, listen, logistically, you could pull it off, and you could have the Daytona 500 at noon, and you could have the race done, you know, by the start of the Super Bowl. But it also goes beyond that. They'll look at the media attention. Who on Monday is going to be talking about the Daytona 500? Nobody.
Right. Nobody.
Everything's about Super Bowl. It's not even just a Super Bowl. It's Super Bowl commercials. It's everything surrounding the halftime show. There would be zero to little media attention on the Daytona 500. It's a lose-lose proposition for them. Their best-case scenario is kicking back the start of their week of their season a week, so basically a week after the Super Bowl. It's unfortunate for NASCAR because they've kind of owned that President's Day weekend, but business is what the business is, and you don't compete against the NFL, bottom line.
Okay, yeah. I was curious. Well, because I knew
– only thing I've seen was the golf tournament in Vegas.
Phoenix.
I mean, in Arizona.
Yeah. Well, NBA All-Star Weekend.
Technically end on Saturday a lot of times, too, that tournament.
Yeah.
Especially when the Super Bowl's in Phoenix.
Yes.
Okay, so that's one. Two, and again, I acknowledge this is self-serving. as a child, I lived in Wilkes County, North Carolina. I still have family down there. That's where my mom lives. There was a race when I was a kid, and it was a big deal. North Wilkesboro Speedway. It's in Days of Thunder. I followed Junior. I followed Dale Earnhardt Jr. on social media, and I know he has gotten races back there. Like, what are the chances NASCAR ever gets back to, like, its real roots in Western North Carolina and puts a race? Like, what kind of races are going there?
I've got good news for you. Christmas come early. If you're a fan of North Wilkesboro Speedway in kind of rural North Carolina, they're actually going to have a NASCAR race this year. They are going to have a NASCAR point race for the first time since 1996. So for the first time in 30 years, North Wilkesboro Speedway is going to host the NASCAR Cup Series. And you mentioned Dale Earnhardt Jr. He deserves a lot of credit for this, for helping kind of restore that place. That place was decrepit and falling apart.
Yeah, dude, just driving by and it looked awful.
Yeah, and he helped revive it. And it's been thriving for the last few years. It's hosted some, you know, exhibition races, including some NASCAR exhibition races. But NASCAR, its top flight series, is going to race there as a points race for the first time in 30 years. Very cool story. And you talk about NASCAR kind of going back to its roots. This is very much the epitome of that.
I love that. So are we talking – I know there's different circuits, right? Is this the top circuit or like the number two?
Nope, this is the premier Cup Series. This is the team that Michael Jordan's team competes in. This is the one that that was just in federal court. So this is the very top of the top of the NASCAR food chain.
And it's I'm looking it up. Window World 450?
Yes.
Hell yeah, we're going, B.
Let's go.
All right, you've never been to Wilkes County. There's not a lot there. But
I'll score you away with passes and everything.
Oh, hell yeah, man. Jordan, congratulations, Jordan. You're now the official NASCAR reporter for B. Mitch and Finley.
I look forward to talking to you guys again. It'll be fun.
This job title carries no financial value.
It's kind of like my job. It's all good.
Hey, man, happy holidays. Thank you for the time.
Thank you.
Same to you guys. Appreciate you. Have a great day.
All right. Jordan Bianchi, Athletic Motorsports reporter. We learned something. That was awesome.
Yeah, that was cool.
Neil Greenberg joins us at 11. Nobody go anywhere.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. at least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
From motorsports to motor cars, there's nobody that takes better care of you than the Orsman Automotive Group of Virginia. Me and B have bought, I don't know how many B's bought. I bought five cars from these guys. They've got seven locations all over Northern Virginia. They treat you like family, and they've taken care of my family. Whatever it is you're looking for, best-selling brands like Toyota, Kia, Ford, Lincoln, Chrysler, Chevy, Buick, GMC, those big old Ram trucks, they got it all. They've got an unmatched selection, incredible deals, and tremendous financing. And let's not forget about all the quality certified used vehicles you can check out from Orsman Automotive of Virginia. The thing that stands out, though, Brian, is the Lifetime Edge.
Yep, that Lifetime Edge, and I'm experiencing it right now. I am sitting in a complimentary car wash. I got a car wash coming in my car today. I have a loaner car right now. I'm riding around because I had to take my car in for service. And if you're looking to go out and get a brand new car, you go to Orsman. They are trying to get your car from you, and they'll pay you up to 125% of the Kelley Blue Book value, regardless of the make, model, or year of your used car. It's simple at Orsman. They like to keep their customers happy, just like JP and I. To beyond satisfied Orsman customers, let's ride together.
Miami, Brian.
Who got? They changed quarterbacks?
Tua to the bench.
Yeah, I saw that last night. I saw that they were...
Well, that's the problem with Twitter now. Nothing is on time anymore, so I never know what's
happening. No. Not that they had made it. They were contemplating it last night.
So McDaniel said everything's on the table was the last I had heard.
Yeah, so I was sitting there at the City Tavern, and I saw it, and it flashed across and was gone. Me and BC were talking about it. I said, well, you saw him play this year. I can see him making a change, or this is the preview of what's to come. Maybe some other stuff gonna happen,
dude. So they also had. Now let's also point out self-preservation league. You know what my man Mike McDaniel's trying to do? Hey man, that quarterback sucks. That's why I lost all those games.
Yeah.
You know who they're going to? So they have Zach Wilson, the BYU kid, the Jets drafted, all that. Yeah. And he's been terrible. They're going to Quinn Ewers, Texas kid.
Oh.
And the reality, he is guaranteed $54 million next year.
With
Tua.
Oh, boy.
So you're benching him, but he's not going anywhere.
He's benching him but not going anywhere. But that may be reason McDay might be getting fired anyway.
Well,
you had us pay this dude.
Chris Greer got fired. Remember, the GM's already been fired or mutually agreed to part ways. He might have mutually agreed to part ways because he gave Tua all this money. And if you're Mike McDaniel, you are telling Stephen Ross, yo, I didn't think we should sign him to that contract. Who knows what smoke Stephen Ross sees through?
Yeah.
Like, hey, you were part of this too. Everybody's got to go?
Yeah.
That's
the way I would probably see it.
Tua's guaranteed $54 million next year. $100 million in dead money.
He's not hurting. He could go make those snowmen that never melt over back in Hawaii. With $54 million, he could make a big one.
I mean, serious cash for Tua. He was terrible the other night. I don't know what Miami does there. I'll be curious to see what my man Quinn Ewers has got. Was okay at Texas. There was a time he was going to be the number one overall pick. I think he, like, committed early to Ohio State. I think he was, like, the first real big NIL guy. Not a great passer, I always thought, but we'll see. I don't know, man. That is trouble, I would say. Who does Miami have this week? They just lost to the Steelers, kind of got beat down. They play the Bengals this week at home. I wonder how that line has moved, because I bet it is going to move. Don't you think?
I should. It may move. It may give Miami a better chance since Tua's gone. At least the other people throw it down the field.
We haven't had a chance to talk about this, really. Noah Brown got sent to IR yesterday. Chris Moore back to the active. The Noah Brown thing, throughout his career, he has missed time. I understand he's always going to probably have a special place with Commanders fans just for catching the Hail Mary.
Yeah.
But I don't think Noah Brown has played one complete season in the last 5 years. Like, you root for him. He's a really nice person. Like, he's a quiet, like, reserved guy, but is always very, like, insightful. I don't think you can plan on Noah Brown next year, right?
I think I know you can't.
Right.
I mean, listen, he came in here with that reputation. He was injured a good bit last year. He got injured basically most of this year. No, you can't.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Airo.
I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.